You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We got a whole cornucopia of economic indicators this morning ahead of Thanksgiving, some of which are worth being thankful for, as I said. Durable goods orders were a bit stronger than expected. So, too, were new home sales and consumer spending. Others, not so great. There were more first-time claims for unemployment than expected, and all in all, and as we've been telling you, more than 20 million Americans are still getting some kind of government joblessness help. And here's the thing about that. There is no sign that relief is coming from Congress for this economy. And that means that for millions of people, sometime between Christmas Day and the end of the year, a whole raft of emergency programs that were put into place back in March are going to end. They're going to be done. They're going to be over. So throughout the program today, Marketplace's Justin Ho is going to take us through some of the programs that are going to be ending and what that is likely to do to this economy.
Two programs for the unemployed with a huge dollar impact on the economy are going away on December 26th. I'm talking about pandemic unemployment assistance, meant for people who don't qualify for regular unemployment insurance, say gig workers and part-timers. And also pandemic emergency unemployment compensation, which keeps benefits going after people use up all of their regular state unemployment insurance. An estimate by the Century Foundation found that when those programs expire, the economy will lose about $2.5 billion a week, and 12 million Americans will lose their benefits. In normal times, that would force them to rely on non-cash relief. But some of those programs are going away, too.
Those programs are going away. Justin is not back a couple more times. He will be before we are done with more on what is not going to be happening in this economy come the end of the year. We will, though, continue with the idea of what Justin was talking about, that the economic pain of this pandemic and the recovery, such as it is, aren't being distributed evenly. There was more evidence of that today in two of the items in that government data cornucopia that I started with. Higher unemployment claims, which is to say people losing their jobs, is a sign that rising virus counts are hurting the economy still. But higher orders for durable goods is evidence that at least somebody out there is still shopping for big ticket items. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on that dichotomy and this economy.
Durable goods orders are up more than 1% from last month, but still down 9% from last year, says Scott Paul, president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing. Randomly, he's a perfect example of why durable goods numbers keep improving.
The only thing I was expecting this afternoon was a washing machine delivery, speaking of durable goods, because our old one broke.
Machines do break and need replacing. Families and schools need more computers for remote learning. Beth Livingston teaches business at the University of Iowa.
And I think that's one thing that has happened over the last 6 months is that we have a much better grasp on what demand looks like in this sort of pandemic economy.
And it doesn't look good for in-person services. Shilpa Tamala owns a shrinking chain of hair removal salons on the East Coast.
We had 8 locations and we were growing before the pandemic, and we're at 5 locations and maybe even we'll have to go down to 4.
Tamala says revenues are down by half. She had to switch most of her employees to part-time and she's exhausted.
I always felt like I could work a little bit harder to be able to provide for everyone as part of the company. And I think I can't work any harder to make it happen. I just have to kind of wait and see and hope things turn around.
Tamala is also frustrated with political leaders for leaving her and her employees to the mercy of the pandemic. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.